I'm here with Adrian George, who's the curator of Tate Liverpool. Adrian, I'd like to ask you first of all about the show here and also the ramifications of really organising people from all over the world, really, to come here and do this international show as part of the Biennale.
There are four strands associated with Biennial. At Tate Liverpool, we are showing the International 2004. And what we have here is a group of artists who have come from all over the world and created works in response to an earlier visit to the city. So all the works that we have on show at Tate Liverpool at the moment are new commissions. And in terms of the organisation, it is quite a challenge. Although in this instance, Tate Liverpool hasn't done that single-handedly because we work with our colleagues at the Biennial office.
And you've worked with FACT as well?
And we've worked with FACT. We've shared a commission with FACT. We have a linked project, which is Jill Maggid's piece, which has an element here and an element at FACT. And we're hosting a commission which is by FACT and presented here. And we've shared quite a lot of responsibility for the organisation, which has taken a little bit of the burden off Tate's shoulders. But still, we have the largest number of artists showing in our galleries of any of the international sites. There are 24 artists in the galleries at the moment.
And what is very interesting here is the way that each artist has used the history of Liverpool or links with Liverpool, whether it be with the shipping history, clubbing, surveillance, how one might view a Christmas tree from one area to another. Can we talk a little bit about the diversity and also about the selection of the artists that are invited to be here?
Well, let's talk about the diversity first. We have artists from all over the world, some who have chosen to use very intangible, anecdotal pieces of information or data that they've discovered in the city, such as Dorit Magrita, who's made an installation which looks at how Liverpool city centre, particularly the older parts of the city, the Victorian areas, the Georgian areas, are being used to stage contemporary film. They are reconstructed as a historical set. Apparently, one of the Lumiere brothers' cameramen came to Liverpool en route to Dublin, and there was some confusion about whether the footage that that cameraman took was Dublin or Liverpool. And so that's an interesting relationship to Dorit's current film, where she's showing images of Liverpool which could be representing many other places in the world and in time. And then at the other end of the scale, maybe we have Yoko Ono, famous daughter-in-law of the city, who is making a participation wall at Tate Liverpool, where people are invited to come and leave memories of their mother. Pictures, photographs, notes written on papers, anything that reminds you of your mother could be pinned to the wall at Tate Liverpool. So there's a diverse range. The selection is very much a pragmatic and practical approach. With so many artists to choose from and such diversity in the work, for us at Tate Liverpool it was a question of what we could actually fit in the space, and we've tried to accommodate as much as possible. And so the curatorial project is not so conceptual as it would be for a normal Tate Liverpool exhibition. It's not so coherent in its presentation, but what it gives to Tate Liverpool is an opportunity to show a huge range of artists, a diversity of work from all over the world, and to see work that has never been seen before and may not ever be seen again.
Can we talk a little bit about the curatorial role? Who is mainly responsible for those decisions of who comes here? It's a committee, presumably. Is that the committee made up of primarily curators?
Well, at Tate Liverpool we have a programming team which is headed by the director and the head of exhibitions, and then myself and the assistant curators are involved in those decisions. But also we have involvement from the education interpretation team. It's essential that those two things go hand in hand. With regards to our relationship with the Biennial, it's just that multiplied by the number of institutions. So it's representatives from our programming team here. I'm the representative for that in this case, along with the curators at FACT, at the Blue Coat, and the team from the Biennial. Monthly originally, but then weekly, more recently, we all sat together and made decisions together, which is kind of a lengthy process, but the only way we can do it in order to coordinate this scale of exhibition across the city. There's a growing trend towards making installations. Even if, like Esco Manico, you're working with photographs, the installation itself has taken on a very grand scale. So I think that's a tendency with lots of contemporary artists. But also the performative element is very big as well now. With Jason Rhodes' Pyroformance at the last biennial, which was an extraordinary sight. And now we have Valeska Suarez's ballroom called Swirl on the top floor, which every day that the exhibition is open will have dancers in it.
The visitors that you get during the biennial, does it make a difference? Do more people come? Do they participate more because it's happening all over the city? Have you noticed a difference because it's going to be the European City of Culture? I just wonder, you know, because you say there's an engagement, and I just wonder whether there is more of an engagement or whether really there isn't much difference. It's just the people you would normally have.
Well, take Liverpool has an increasing tangent in its visitor numbers anyway. And certainly the capital of culture has drawn an international attention to the city. We receive the benefit of that. Tate Liverpool itself was a component in Liverpool obtaining capital of culture. Certainly we have an opportunity with the biennial to attract more people, certainly at the beginning, simply because of the number of artists involved. What the biennial gives us the opportunity of doing is diversifying the audience, attracting new people, and so expanding our core audience. Because sometimes visitors fall into that kind of like, I like the old stuff, and then I like the new stuff, and never the twain shall meet. I think there's potential, certainly with the links that are made between the very contemporary art in this biennial, with history, kind of crosses those bridges.